Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any post you're missing, so just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. And welcome once again to what?
Joan, oh,
what
is it? Yeah, good.
It's good?
Yeah, it's good. That was good.
All right. You got so excited.
I did. I didn't know we were starting.
Has it been that bad before?
No. It just had a real, and I liked it.
You do like those sort of ramp ups.
I do. Yeah. I love it. I'm what theatrical.
I suppose that's true, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Well, how would you do it?
It's like a warm up. It's called like an elevator. That's the old, it's what we call it when you do
elevator.
That. Yeah, it's like you go up and then you go down.
But you know, it makes me, it puts me in mind of a hill, of traveling over hills.
Oh, I see.
Well, I think they should call it to grandmother's house.
That warm up?
Yes.
I mean, it depends on how, and the relationship you have with your grandmother, because then that could affect the warm up. It could
be like, I guess. But I mean, you know, if it's called the elevator, then it's your relationship to the elevator. You just get in, you just go up and down all the time.
I think it's because of the visualization of it. I think that's what we're always trying to do when we're learning how to sing. So we're visualizing all the way up and all the way down.
But this is what I'm saying, is that I'm visualizing these hills, you see.
I know, you're really stuck on the hills.
Where's Kate Bush when you need her?
I understand you never heard that song before, and you're very into Stranger Things, which I was also very surprised
by. Love Stranger Things. Never heard that song.
Never heard it. And he came in one day and he was like, I heard this. You have to see this show.
That's right.
Because I hadn't seen it. I don't love scary stuff.
Well, it's not that scary.
Really?
I mean, it's pretty scary.
Okay.
I had to call out from work.
You did?
Due to fright. Yes.
You cited fright as the reason?
I cited, I'm very honest with the gang
at work. Fright side. Say again?
I'm very honest with the gang at work.
Well, yeah, your gang.
And I will say, hey gang, I can't come in today because I was watching Stranger Things. I got too scared. I keep seeing the Demogorgon everywhere I look.
Oh, is that the thing that looks like a, you know, like a plant gone wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or a plant that has achieved its ultimate goal.
Oh, is it like the, what is it? The destruction of humanity? It's always the destruction of humanity.
I guess just to be able to eat people.
Oh. it is. I did know the song. I just didn't know the show.
Right.
But you sold it pretty good. But you are singing that song all the time. It's always on your brain.
Run up the road, run up the hill. Now, Joan, you know I can't carry a tune. So I hope
that
was close.
I think that's the Army song.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Yeah. I don't think we finished the intro.
No, we didn't even start it. Sure. Barely.
Okay.
But welcome to the Neighborhood Listen. This is the podcast that looks at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are right now. And by we, I mean me, one of your co-hosts. I'm Bert Mia Payday. I'm a pharmacist here at the CVS in Dignity Falls. And with me is...
Joan Pedestrian. And I'm the top realtor here in Dignity Falls. And of course, with us as always is my husband, Doug, who works as our engineer.
That's right.
And today, he's in the evidence room.
Oh, you have an evidence room now.
Yeah. What we did was, Doug is a huge CSI Law and Order fan, loves it. And we had that lost and found room. Mm-hmm. And so what we did, we just converted it. I thought it'd be really fun to just, you know, people call up for something. I lost my phone. And he goes up into the little room, pulls out a little file, pulls out a Ziploc. But he loves when he finds a hair.
But
he
loves to pluck a hair. He's giving away evidence to the people.
No. It's the person who lost it. You know, he just likes to pretend but that it's evidence. Right. But quote unquote. We didn't really have a crime scene, but he loves pretending like it's one, right?
But is there, and I hope this isn't a foolish question, is there any actual crime evidence in that room?
Oh, Lord, I don't think so. Babe?
Oh, there's tons.
What?
There's tons of evidence.
Tons, he says.
Tons?
If you look around you, there's evidence all around you.
You mean like in life?
I don't know what that
means. I don't know what that means. Is that a philosophical?
You just need to know the case you're studying.
What are you, Doug?
Like I said, it's kind of a role-playing thing for him. He loves to go in there and sort of search and,
I think you're talking about a different role than he's talking about.
I need evidence. I need empirical evidence because I lack imagination, as we talked about.
Okay.
So if there's a question and where did this thing go or where might I have lost my phone? Like I need to piece together an actual trail.
Okay, so let's say you lost your phone.
Okay.
And you're piecing together the trail. What's involved in that, Doug?
Actually, that's a lot of testimonial evidence. I'll interview
people. So we've gone right to trial.
He pulls me in all the time. He does like a good cop, bad cop thing with me with like a swinging light above.
Who are you interrogating? Phone?
He interrogates me.
Oh, so I didn't know the good cop interrogated the bad cop.
No, he plays both.
Oh, he plays both cops.
Yeah, he leaves the room. He comes back in.
Oh, no.
I know. He loves it. It's kind of sexy, actually, I have to say. Ooh. I'm not against it. I'm kind of into it.
Who are you more attracted to? Good or bad?
Good Doug or bad Doug?
I like the transition from bad cop into good cop. Mm. Like, listen, I'm going to... Even though guy was an asshole.
Takes place off stage.
That's what? When I'm not
it
in
takes
the
place
room.
Off stage.
No. For me, the transition of when he leaves after he's roughed me up as the bad cop, and then he comes in as the good cop, and he's like, he comes in with like a warm tea.
Are we talking physical violence here?
No, I knew you were going to say that.
You used the phrase rough me up.
I know I did, and I instantly regretted it because I knew it was going to be a thing. I just meant emotionally roughed me up, right? Got me all in a tizzy. Like I said, in a good way. It's my husband. You know, I'm able to, I'm an actress. I'm able to not take my work home with me.
Yes, I don't lack imagination like Doug.
Right. Again, words.
Oh, you said lack. No, never mind. Sorry. Boy.
So yeah, he does that.
But I think it's important to know for the listeners that Doug does like imagination. It's just that he lacks it.
He likes it.
So he enjoys the concept.
I thought I heard you say you don't like imagination.
No, I like it just fine.
And he couldn't let that stand.
No, he could not. He may not have imagination, but he will defend it to the death.
That's right. So we do a lot of interrogation. He'll dust for fingerprints. My God, everything is black around the house. All the little sort of, the doorknobs and the frames and everything. He loves that. He gets out his little kit. And then he'll take some DNA samples.
Is there any other way to find the phone or...
I have Find Your Phone. I don't know if he does, but I don't think it matters because I think he prefers to do it.
You can't trust that.
You can. I mean, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
You can't trust the app and the wireless. I mean,
you think it's trying to trick you?
Right.
Like lead you into a dark alley?
Those things can go. Yeah, they can go anyway. They don't know.
They can go
anyway. They can go anyway. They don't know. Who's they in this scenario?
Are they with us right now, Doug?
The people who make the Find Your Phone app, how would it know where your phone is? You explain? Without taking DNA evidence, I don't see how that's possible.
I don't know why I'm answering.
No, go. You got it, Bernd.
Well, I believe it sends some sort of signal It's
some sort of signal.
Yes.
So we're hand waving away.
You know what? Whenever you just repeat something someone said afterwards, you can always make it sound like it's not legit. I mean, that's just try true. It with it. That's very true. See, it works every single time. Oh boy, it's a great tool.
Bad Doug loves that tool.
Yeah, he does. Sure. Bad Doug does it all the time. I say I was simply trying to take a shower.
He likes to imitate that mockery.
I agree.
That was more than just
I think he took some
a cold read back.
I think he took some liberties there.
Yeah, he did.
Sorry, it wasn't the greatest reading.
Quaver in the voice.
Wow.
All right. So there's not tons of actual crime scene evidence. There's just the evidence of
according to Doug, Doug needs
to know that things exist.
Yes. Apparently anything could become evidence.
Boy, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
He said it.
An icicle sharp enough to stab someone.
Oh, because then it melts. Old one where there's just a pool of underneath someone.
Frozen leg of lamb.
Oh, what's that one?
That was from an Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Oh.
And maybe it was a short story first. I don't remember and I don't care. But what happens is a wife, she kills her husband. She bludgeons him with a frozen leg of lamb.
Oh.
Then she calls the cops. And then when the cops come, she cooks and serves the lamb to them.
Oh, that's good.
She said, I found my husband like this. I don't know what's going on.
That's really good.
Yeah,
is there any way to determine like a lamb death?
Not
like
back then.
Like a blunt lamb force trauma.
Not back then. Now they have a lot of tech. Well, they say, well, we can't let this stand. We have to figure out a way to detect frozen lamb.
I used to hate all those little puzzles. I could never figure them out. You know,
doctor's
like
a woman.
The something about a run. Someone run into home in a mask.
What? This sounds like terrifying.
It's supposed to be, but in the end, it's just baseball. You know what I mean? It's like someone's running to home, someone's chasing them with a mask, and in the end, it's like, the trick is that they're just playing baseball.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary. It's scary. If you don't know what baseball is, it's scary.
If you don't know what baseball is, it's really scary. It's really scary.
Gotta look that one up because it sounds very stupid.
Well, I might be getting it wrong.
Makes me angry. No, I think you're probably getting it right.
But why were we talking about that in the first place? We were talking about
icicle.
What? Why were we even talking about that? Oh, I know what I was going to say to you. Speaking of evidence,
yes.
Are you still doing your crime scene, your sort of like precog bicycle rides at night to scope out murder scenes or crime scenes that might be about to happen?
Yes, I've stopped doing that after doing it for the better part of a couple of years and not preventing a single crime or even seeing one about to happen. I finally came to the conclusion that I'm not needed in this instance.
Okay.
I am still, of course, putting go bags all around Dignity Falls.
That's right.
Refreshing the lunch meat every single day.
That's right.
And that keeps me pretty busy.
Because there was you caused one of the posts, right? Because there was a terrible smell everyone was complaining about.
That's right.
Because you hadn't refreshed the
lunch
meat.
I hadn't refreshed my go bags in a particular area of town. And of course, with something like you have to throw out the whole bag at that point.
Oh, of course.
So kiss those bags.
It affects everything else.
That's too bad because those bags are not cheap. If you get a good solid,
which again it's interesting that you are still doing the go bags because that is sort of a toll on your budget. I would imagine. I mean, it costs a lot.
I mean, the bags are sturdy. The bags are sturdy. Lunch meat. I think some batteries.
Okay.
maybe a book, like a good book.
Sure. What was the go bag for again?
Just in case.
Okay.
I cannot remember my original purpose for
me
the go
neither,
bag, but I think it doesn't hurt to have them all around town.
I mean, I guess I'll take your word for it.
And I'll give you the map, like if you ever need them.
Oh, thanks.
Sure. What are friends for?
If not to give the location of hidden go bags.
That's right. And it's a fun, I drew the map myself. It's very fun.
Oh, now that is fun.
Yes.
I think it's good that you've learned that maybe you don't need to be, because I was worried about you just cycling around at night, you know, looking for trouble, frankly.
Well, I mean, the cycling was a small part of it. Most of it was just laying.
I wasn't worried about you cycling, to be clear. I was worried about the fact that you were out in places that looked sketchy.
Well, I was just
waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, I was just laying in wait and, you know, I thought I'd have a chance to do some good in this world, and I failed.
What maybe you need an evidence man with you.
Well, that's, I mean.
Okay, and what would he do?
Well, it could help to identify potential crime sites. In what way?
Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Evidence of activity of footprints, okay. Say, or footprints. Or fingerprints.
Okay. So you're gonna dust the city for
or
fingerprints?
Or a trail of, you know, illegal substances.
Has there been any case in criminal justice that has come down to a trail of illegal substances? You're talking like a Hansel and Gretel style. Listen,
I should just tell you that what he's kind of doing is trying to soft pitch you. This show that he's been wanting to do for forever.
Oh boy.
Called Evidently, about a man named Lee who is able to find evidence before anyone can see it. Sometimes even before the crime happens, which is, again, he hasn't cleared that part up yet.
That sounds a little bit like a ripoff of what I was doing in real life. He just arrived at that idea by himself?
I don't know. He did seem to come up with the idea around this time. But, you know, he's so obsessed with evidence that's what he started working on. And so I know that's what he's doing. And I think he was just
trying. Obsessed with evidence. Yeah, he is. So in the show, do people call him Evident Lee?
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, they're never believing him, you know, and he's always having to convince them.
This is like Quincy.
He's like, I'm telling you, this is a footprint. Yes, they're like, no, it's not.
They don't even believe it's a footprint. So wait, maybe is part of it that he's bad at his job?
No, it's like he can see it before it's there. I don't know. But why am I explaining this? This is not my show.
They're corrupt. That's the problem. It's a corrupt town.
That's what it was. It's a corrupt town.
So evidently, whatever he says, they just say, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's not a footprint.
Because everyone's involved in every crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the whole, and so it's up to him.
It's gritty.
It's up to evidence. It's up to evidence.
Yeah, he's going to shoot it. You know, it's going to be like in the scenes where he sees the evidence, it's going to go black and white, right, babe? And then like the evidence appears like a bright yellow or something. Or like,
oh yeah, because he has almost supervision for evidence. It's like those old. Painkiller.
The Nuprin commercials.
Yeah.
Now,
will the Nuprin people be
involved? Will the Nuprin people be involved? Because I mean, if you're
still hoping for a sponsorship,
is Nuprin even a thing anymore?
Oh, it's a thing.
It is.
I still get it. I get
how? I've never seen it. In
I
the
order
store.
In bulk from overseas. They still have it.
Okay.
Nothing works like new bread.
Like you're ordering it by the pallet?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what you call it?
Nothing works like
new bread. Yeah, but I don't think it's actual new bread because it's spelled like N-I-E-U-W-P-R-Y-N.
Oh, no. Yeah, I wouldn't put that in my body. As a pharmacist, Doug, I should advise you that that is not new bread.
Well, anyways, well, there you go. He's gone.
Could you describe the feeling?
Yeah, almost like a completely numb sensation. Like if I have a headache, mm-hmm. it just sort of wipes. It just dissolves away all feeling in my body.
In your entire body.
Right. Okay. It just takes care of any pain you have.
Are you able to move?
I like to take it at night. Mm. You know, before we watch our shows mm-hmm. or, you know, when I'm not moving a lot, because it is difficult to move.
Okay,
that's not Nuprin.
Yeah. Nuprin, I don't believe, had a paralyzing effect.
No, it did not. It absolutely
They didn't advertise it. Nope. Although this was before they have the commercials now where they have to tell you
Where they have to tell you that, yeah, everything.
Nuprin was just like, take Nuprin, it's great.
Exactly.
You just see it in the guy's hand.
That's right. And it would be yellow and everything else would be black and white.
Yeah. Right. So that's how he sort of sees it in the season. I didn't know he was still working on it, but clearly the evidence room has brought back that whole desire to write the pilot, I guess. I don't know. But I keep telling him it's too long. It came in at like 101 pages.
Ooh.
And he wants it to be a half hour.
A half hour procedural.
Yeah.
Has anyone done that before?
See? I mean, he's going to be a trailblazer. Well.
Can't he just chop up the pilot into several episodes?
What do you think?
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
You guys can be involved. I keep invite. I mean, that's why I'm pitching.
Pass.
Well. And Joan, you're the expert. It.
Well, listen, you know, I'll support you in anything and I will play any part. So maybe.
Wonderful.
Maybe
could
we'll
evidently
put together
a woman? L-E-I-G-H?
I sort of mentioned it once, but I was shot down.
I think that would be a fun spelling.
It
to
would.
See.
Yes, it would.
All one word is the title of the show.
Just evidently, right into L-E-I-G-H.
That's right. But no. They still call you Evident Lee.
Like Evident, comma Lee.
Well, because they want to make sure that you're not hearing evidently.
Yes.
Evident Lee.
I mean, I think it's a great, listen, I think it's got
I'm
a shot,
open.
Babe. I think it's got a shot.
You can throw songs in there.
Oh, I'm in.
Just throw some songs into this half hour crime procedural.
Though it doesn't make sense, I see the evidence. Oh.
That's fun. Joan, you seem very surprised, delightfully surprised by the song you just sang.
Well, I can never really think of rhymes on the spot. You know, it just sort of came to me. The singing isn't a surprise. It was the rhyme that worked so well.
Understood. That is the hardest
thing. I am never surprised by my singing voice.
The hardest thing to do is to make up rhymes on the spot.
That was really great. My only note.
Oh, you've got a note now?
Well, my only note is that it does make sense. It makes perfect sense. The evidence always makes sense.
The evidence always makes sense. This, yeah. I don't know. Are you sure you're going to get
That's
a half hour
problem.
Out of this? It's just all evidently trying to convince these corrupt people.
Evidently is correct. It's the town that's corrupt.
That's the tag.
Okay. Evidently is correct.
It's the town that's corrupt.
Okay, so every episode I would guess first minute is evidently discover some evidence and it solves the crime.
Yeah, well, then, like, it's always like him walking in an alley like a cat, you know, and then he just goes, and then it goes to the opening title. You don't get to see what he sees yet.
Oh, let's keep them hooked.
It's
what
like
did evidently
it's like
see?
The quantum leap. Oh boy. But instead it's just going like,
you know, I can't think of Quantum Leap anymore without thinking of one specific oh boy
oh.
that I can't even talk about it.
Oh, okay.
It's something they would not do today.
Oh.
And
well, I can't wait to hear about it while we take a break.
The language chosen would absolutely not use that language today.
Amazing. I can't wait.
I'll tell you
well, that. Now I need to go to the break so I can hear it. So why don't we go to a break?
All right.
And when we come back. Is that good? Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Everyone's on board? Okay. So we'll take a break and we come back, we'll have a guest.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe.
now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Leslie. Facebook create page, need help. I need help setting up a FB page. Well, actually, I have it set up, but it is not working like I need it to. I could really use some help from someone that has set up a page using some color text and web links. Yesterday, I set up my page in Word, then copy/pasted in the, quote, post area, lost all color, used to highlight different sections of the post, so everything was in black and white except the web links, and they worked great. Today, I set the post up the same way, except before posting on FB, I made a JPG file, then copied that and posted FB. Great. Now I have the color, but the web links don't work. You can see the page at serious-humor. Also, I couldn't find a category like blog that fit, except non-governmental organization, which I used as Google said I could create a category that changed the one I had set up with. I never found the things Google told me to look for, so I guess that still needs to be done. Thanks for any help/suggestions. Have a blessed life in Christ. Les.
And welcome back.
You did it again. I like it.
Was that a ramp up?
And. It was just a real, it sounded like a sports, sounded like a NASCAR announcer.
What would you call that as a vocal exercise?
It's a little bit of a vocal fry.
Vocal fry.
That's sort of like the easiest way to describe it is like a party girl who talks like this.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
but this is a warm up that people do?
It can be. It can be. Some people do and some people don't like it. Yeah. It kind of, you have to do it the right way, but it'll just get those chords moving.
Okay. I see. So if you do it, there's a right way and a wrong way.
There definitely is. You can do some damage if you're doing it wrong.
Well, I'm not going to do it at all then. All right.
We got to protect those golden pipes.
Well, I mean, we're joking, but I do have to talk to people at the pharmacy. Well, but also,
and I'm really not kidding, you'd have such a gorgeous timbre to your voice.
If only I could carry a tune.
your issue, as you've explained, is that you don't switch notes.
I'm incapable of doing that, yes.
Just sort of stays at a monotone, a lovely tone.
Can you right. see? Yes.
Right. I mean, it's still a lovely tone is what I'm saying.
Well, that's nice to hear.
But your speaking voice is so pleasant to listen to.
Well,
People stop me on the street and tell me how much they love our show, but how much your voice is so calming to them.
You're pulling my leg.
I am Joe. Not. I'm
that,
not.
That bad people are not telling you that. All right. Well, we have a guest. If you're listening for the first time and you're still listening, we here in the town of Dignity Falls, we of course, like everybody else in our neighborhood, we have the NeighborHap, which is the yes. social networking application. People can post about their neighborhood, the goings on. And what we do is we scour the NeighborHap guests for interesting people to bring on. Uh-huh. And this week is no different. And this week we have someone who has posted this. It's rare that we get someone that comes on just to specifically post in the sort of, the for sale or free,
yes.
you know, section. But this...
I think it's a fun idea.
She really wanted to get on here and get this amplified. Here's the post. This comes to us from Sybil. And the headline is Old Keys Free. And the body of the post is Old Keys to Nothing Anymore. Can you repurpose these? I hate to add to the landfill. And Sybil has included a picture
of some keys. Looks to be about five, six keys. Maybe there's one hiding behind there. And there's some key rings, which I'm presuming are not included. And here to tell us more is Sybil. Sybil, welcome to the neighborhood. Listen.
Oh, Sybil's got brought the keys.
She brought the keys with her.
She brought them.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sybil.
Hey, Sybil.
Why are you calling me a woman?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Sybil.
You definitely need, we should have.
I didn't look up. I was reading and
you were. And
Doug,
I was
Doug did not inform
you.
Me.
It was very odd to hear that. I'm not sure why you're saying that.
Doug, of course, does the booking. And I guess because of the name Sybil, I assumed it was, I apologize.
Is it the Sybil thing?
It was the Sybil thing. Yeah, yeah. Generally, right. That has been a female name, but you're right. I mean, we should not have assumed.
My mother was very fond of the movie Sybil.
Okay.
Sally Field.
I wondered if it had something to do with that movie.
She related to it.
That was about someone
she
with
related
multiple,
to it.
Someone with multiple
Multiple personalities or personality
disorder.
Disorder, disassociation. And she was always saying that Sybil, she had one over on Sybil because she had more personalities than even Sybil did.
So. Oh, boy.
Really?
She had a lot in the movie, if I remember correctly. That must have been a really rough upbringing.
She was always like, I have at least one more. And she. But
did you believe her? Not to call your mother a liar, but.
I believe my mother, but not the other people.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you really did grow up in a home where there were
47 of her personalities were liars. Wow. And one was telling the truth.
Oh no.
Wow.
That's like the old riddle.
Yeah, I always had to guess every single day.
Every single day.
Yes, that was how we would start our mornings.
Oh,
along with calisthenics, of course.
See, of course.
Well, so like you were young, you're a young boy and you're coming down to dinner or breakfast, I should say.
We had dinner for first meal in the morning.
One of the personalities probably did dinner.
We would go backwards.
People talk about breakfast for dinner and how much fun that is. Nobody talked about dinner for breakfast.
Yes, nope. Exactly. Nope.
Nice big juicy ribeye steak every single morning.
Every morning.
Every single morning.
Okay. Oh my.
I would get quite backed up.
It's a miracle you're still here.
Yes. But and then lunch always took place right in the middle of the day.
Sure. So lunch is
as
lunch.
It does. There's nothing to do with lunch. You can't move it around. Yeah. No. It's the fixed maybe Sunday, point.
Swap it with brunch. I don't know.
Sundays we would have lunch.
Okay.
Now, is that dessert and lunch or dinner lunch?
I assume it was dinner and lunch.
Okay, okay. Yes.
So we would have steaks and,
sure.
And of course, sandwiches.
Yeah.
Pretty much wherever lunch and dinner intersect.
I love a steak.
Potatoes. Sounds like you ate a lot of steak is what I'm primarily hearing is just a lot
nice
of
branzino.
Consumption of red meat.
Yeah,
whole
branzino. Full branzino. Yeah. With the head.
Was one
with
of the personalities the like an amazing chef? Was that
Well, that was the wonderful thing about living with my mother. She was a Michelin-starred chef. And
oh,
chef.
Wow. Chef.
Yes. She was a Michelin-starred chef.
Well, that was her name, Chef.
Oh.
Oh, and, I see.
Yes. And so.
So she just, she would have different names, right? She would name herself, these personalities would name themselves? Or was that your mother's biologically given
those?
Name?
But my grandmother knew that she had all of these personalities and named each one. So,
oh, she did. Wow.
So as a child. When your mother was a child?
These were her, as a baby. She could just tell.
She could just tell.
So bizarre.
She came out saying, wah, 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 wah.
Oh, I see.
The different, yeah.
The 47
different,
times.
The different whahs.
The different whahs.
Yeah. Excuse me, I have to readjust.
Okay. It's I must say you brought way more keys than are depicted in the picture.
I did. I was there. Well, I'm only giving away five.
There's keys.
I have several keys. And by the way, Doug, here I got this is for you. I got this out of the evidence locker. From one of our cold cases. This is some evidence.
Wow, Doug leaves the evidence room for just one moment.
Wait, did you get the evidence room hours, or do you work in?
I don't work for the evidence locker. I'm a locker guy. That's how. That's why I have so many keys.
Oh,
what does that mean like exactly? Lockers. A locker guy.
Thank you. Bert.
I rent out lockers to different businesses.
Oh, I see. And you have keys to all of them.
I have keys to all of them.
That's why. I mean, he's covered in
servicing them.
He's covered in keys. I mean, you can't see this as the listener, but that's why every
he's
time
he's like a key stack.
Every time.
Yeah.
I have little eyes peeping out.
They say about me in Dignity Falls, I have more keys than keys on Van Nuys, which is very.
What does that mean?
Well, see, there's a local commercial in California.
Oh, I've heard it. Oh, it's so obnoxious.
What is it? I have not heard this.
If you can believe it, the lyrics are keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys. I mean, do a little more work,
it's pretty
people.
Simple.
It is, you know what? You could probably sing it.
Keys, keys, here. Keys, keys on Van Nuys.
That's exactly it. That's literally it.
Did I nail it?
That's the exact note.
Because it's to the tune of Bob Rand.
Oh, I
read the Beach Boys.
The only
another song you could sing.
Only song I could sing.
Try Bob Rand.
Bob Rand.
Brilliant. Perfect.
All right, let's book some studio time.
I wish Gregorian Chants would come back into fashion.
Exactly.
Now,
in any case, here this is a murder weapon that from a cold.
Whoa.
Oh. Wait, let me put on my gloves.
Oh, God, he's so excited.
Is this sterilized?
We sterilized all the evidence.
That's
yes.
The first question.
None of the crimes have been solved here.
They sterilized.
They unfortunately sterilized
all the evidence.
Yeah, so no fingerprints.
No.
Yes.
Just wiped clean.
Yes, but anyway, I thought you'd get a kick
out.
Well,
Sybil, you so much.
Sybil, are you allowed to do this?
Well, there's nothing in the rule books. It's the old Air Bud Clause.
Are you sure about that?
Nothing in my contract actually stipulates that I have full access to any of the law.
Oh, wow.
Who is your employer?
I'm self-employed.
Oh, my dear. Okay.
Yeah, he rents
the lockers. He drew up his own contract.
Including evidence
lockers. You drew up your own contract.
Yes. The police station.
Okay. My company is called Sybil's Bibbles. And then a parenthesis, Bibbles means lockers.
Beans?
What's it?
Bibbles Beans Lockers?
Means Lockers.
No, oh, Means.
Okay. Although
where did you get Bibbles
idea.
Beans Lockers?
I thought that would be nice.
I've been meaning to get into the beans game.
Oh, my God.
But it's only alliteration.
We have a lot of beans. If you want, we could use a locker.
How many
honey.
Beans do you have?
They have a bean room.
We have a bean room.
You do?
Yes, we do. All kinds of beans, bean bags, jelly beans, jumping beans.
Are they all in containers or are they loose beans?
No, they're not. No loose beans.
Zero loose beans?
Zero loose beans. He was looking for loose beans because otherwise we don't need his services because if we're all, they're already in containers.
Right. Right. So you don't need a bean locker.
We don't need a bean bibble.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to
Bibbles, use Bibbles means lockers.
The tricks of the trade, obviously. That sounds amazing. You have a bean room. I would love
it's
to
wonderful.
See that someday.
Oh, sure.
Because I've been meaning to get into the bean game myself.
Oh really? The bean game?
Yes. Ever since I read that fascinating biography of this person, Jack, who went up a beanstalk and...
Yeah. Do you mean the fairy
sure.
tale?
The fairy tale?
The biography.
Well, not sure it was a...
Jack and the Beanstalk, yes.
Right, where just sort of a right, fictional...
Yes. Non-fictional, yes. Exactly what you said.
Non-fictional means non-fictional, I guess.
Sybil,
in parentheses.
What is it about these five keys that... That
oh, yeah. Okay, let's get back to the
you don't know
keys.
what they open anymore?
So three of the keys are for lockers that unfortunately don't work any longer. Because
the lockers don't work.
The lockers do not work. The keys work to them, but a locker typically has a bottom to it. And
typically,
sure.
Typically, yes. Absolutely. Otherwise, the things fall out onto the ground or into the locker below.
Yes.
And these...
locker below.
Well, certainly.
There's always a locker below.
Stacking three lockers on top of
sure,
each other.
Sure, depending on the locker configuration.
Yes, right. Exactly. Not everyone has the tall lockers that you see in professional sports arenas. And,
right.
For sports sure. teams. Occasionally you stack three.
Like at the post office.
Or a high school, you know, we have those stack lockers.
Sure, exactly.
So when I went to high school, we had the long lockers.
Oh, you did?
And with like a little, it was like the long locker. You put your coat in there. And then there was like a little top locker, I guess.
A hooker?
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry. I mean a hook.
No, it was another little door. You had another little compartment above the tall locker.
We had short, very wide lockers.
Really?
Yes. They would be about 6 to 8 feet wide.
Like a, like a coffin.
They would be probably...
Did you say like a puffin?
A coffin.
Oh, coffin.
Yeah, they would be 3 inches tall.
3 inches tall, but 8 feet wide.
What can you put in there? I mean, skis,
stack your books
your skis.
Up. Yeah, your skis.
You could lay all the books out.
I grew up in a skiing town.
That's oh, you did? Where did you, oh, where did you grow up? So you didn't grow up in Dignity Falls?
No. I moved here. Yeah, Skeeton is where I came from.
Skeeton.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I moved here approximately 36 years ago.
Okay.
But I still have my skis.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they won't do you much good here.
Yeah, not much good. I mean, every once in a while we get some snow and people
If you go up to the top of Franklin Pierce, yeah.
Yes.
Then you just go all the way down.
Or that one parking lot at the Target on, is it Clinton?
I think so.
I tried to ski the Clinton
Target parking lot.
Yeah, at one point. But by the time I got there, the snow had all melted.
Oh. And
I
thought, that's what
happened. I thought, what is this? Did someone stab someone with an icicle? It was...
you saw the, just the puddles.
All the puddles, yes.
Sure.
Which, by the way, I have notes on your script.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for reading it.
Oh no problem.
Wait, what? You sent a script ahead to our guest?
Well,
that's
I
really presumptuous, babe.
You book? Have you been sending this to everyone?
Every single one?
Oh, you? Yeah, he said that was contingent upon me being on the show.
Oh,
is to give him
no
time.
Oh, Sybil, I'm so sorry. This
Doug,
is embarrassing.
Why don't you go back in the evidence room?
I'll be happy to.
I heard
permitting
the notes. He wants to hear the notes.
Permitting the notes.
My major note is that if you are changing the gender of the main character to be L-E-I-G-H, I would then take out all of the dialogue where Lee talks about how he's going to go home and play with his penis.
That's the difficulty. That's what I was trying to explain to Joan.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, because that's integral to Lee's character.
Every scene is part of it.
I have never understood that detail.
You have to understand motivation for the characters.
Oh,
so he announces, so he goes to these corrupt officials and he says, this was a murder, and they say, you're crazy, Lee. And then he goes, well, I'm going to go home and play with my penis.
Well, he said, he threatens them and says, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I thought the scene should end there.
Right.
But he
tags it with, I'm going to go home and play with my penis.
He thinks it's his version of Columbo's Just One More Thing. Right. You think he's going to leave, and then he comes back and says that.
Oh, he does start to leave,
yes,
and then comes back?
Yes, yeah. He comes back. Which I'm going to go home and play with my penis.
It makes it tough because if too much time goes by without playing with his penis,
right,
he starts.
It's
to
like
really
Kiefer
go,
Sutherland
right.
in 24. Right. When did he go to the bathroom? Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, didn't Steve Jobs steal that from Columbo? By the way, one more thing. Oh. Didn't he?
I suppose so.
Columbo
right?
should sue.
Columbo definitely said it first. I mean, not of all people in the world, but in all of human history. But he said it best.
I think he said it best.
You think Jesus ever said it?
I don't know if Jesus
just one more thing.
One more thing.
Oh, when he was doing
thing.
The commandments,
he did
maybe?
Nine commandments, and then he was like, "By the way, just one more thing."
I think that was Moses. Actually,
don't cover your name.
I'm not a biblical scholar, but
that's fair. Sermon on the Mount. Sybil's God is there. I mean, well, it was
Sermon
God.
About,
was
blessed
it?
Are the best. Blessed are the people. Oh, there's one more thing.
But Moses was merely the messenger, right?
What's that?
Moses was merely the messenger.
Moses was the messenger.
So what we really need to say is God.
Yes,
okay, all right.
Don't kill the messenger, but you're not allowed to kill.
It's good that one was in there.
Yes. Sure was. Phew.
That's why he said it first.
Oh, okay. So getting back to the keys that you're giving away.
Yes.
So three are for lockers.
So they don't,
have bottoms.
Okay, but then, but what do you expect people to do with them if not to use them for these lockers since the lockers don't work?
I'm hoping people don't notice, first of all, but... Don't notice that the lockers don't have bottoms.
Well, you just mentioned it, so I don't know if...
Uh-oh. Mistake number one.
Why not keep them in, smelt, is that the word, into a different key? Because if you seem to use keys all the time, why can't you, aren't you ever in need of material to make new keys?
Look, I'm a key guy. I'm not a re-key guy.
Oh, okay. I got it. That's a whole different.
Sure.
That's
you're hoping that the person accepting these keys, they will do that. They'll repurpose them, as you say.
I don't care what they do
post.
With them. I if they want to melt them down and turn them into a sword of now, sorts.
I don't want to hold your feet to the fire on this, Lee, or Sybil, but I believe you did say.
Why would you call me Lee?
Lee, it's sticking.
You do say, can you repurpose these?
Yes, repurpose them into, I don't necessarily mean into keys.
But you said you don't care what they do.
I don't care what they do with them. I merely bring it up as, can you? not will you. It's like, is it even possible?
But how does just taking... 5 keys off of your person really help anything? I mean, does that even make a dent with all the, and you have only,
yes.
It does.
When you're
asked and answered.
It really was.
When you deal with bibbles like I do.
Lockers.
You have so many keys and you just get a feeling for how many keys are on your body at every single time.
Right.
And to have 5 extra, that doesn't seem like a lot to you. But
right. It does not.
It just feels like I'm weighed down by these 5 keys constantly.
Yes. Huh. I mean, I suppose it's like a whale eating... krill.
Keys?
Whale-eating keys.
I meant specifically.
Like a whale-eating keys.
They eat
or like a key eating a whale.
Well, that,
no, come on.
I don't think.
No, we're...
Could Akil eat a whale so big that it couldn't eat it?
Could Akil eat a whale so big?
How much key could a whale key keel of a wheel cake could kill?
I'm abandoning my thought now. This is we've gone into the silly territory.
Well, I don't know. Sybil's bringing it out at me. It's kind of fun.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun, Trevor.
I am having fun. But here's I do have still so many questions.
Yes.
One is, how do you know at this moment how many lockers you were actually in charge of, or Bibbles?
Yeah, let's see. I have about 5,000 over at the local skating rink.
5,000 at the skating rink
alone. Yeah,
they really overestimated how many people were going to be visiting their business.
I always wonder why it seems so big from the outside.
Huge.
Then when you're in there, it's pretty small.
I know,
it's
like most a reverse Doctor Who.
Yeah, and I guess behind a wall somewhere, there's just thousands
gigantic
of
locker room. Yeah,
exactly.
5,000.
Yes. But they are all in use.
I mean, I hope so.
But you said you rent them. Are they all rented out right now?
I rent them to the business. I don't rent them to the specific people going to the businesses. Although I would love to work that side of the business as well. I'm constantly trying to.
So far you don't do individual locker rentals.
No,
I see.
I feel like that would be a little too much on my plate.
Oh, well, sure. Well, I figured.
Yeah, I get that.
Yes.
To go to every business I rent the lockers to.
Absolutely.
Now I know what you're saying. Why don't these businesses just buy the lockers?
I was wondering that.
It's a rent to own situation. So.
Especially when you're doing it in the thousands.
Yes, and it was already built into the ring.
Could you buy 5,000 lockers?
Could I?
Yes.
On my salary? I don't know. I don't know. I haven't priced lockers lately.
Right. I don't even know how much it costs to rent one. Of course, you don't individually rent them out to individuals, as you said. But
you're hoping that the markup on the rental to individual people is about 500%.
Okay, so I'm confused on the business model.
Yeah. So it costs about 10 cents to make one of these lockers.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
10
well,
cents.
You know what? For the fact that the bottom falls out so easily, now I'm not surprised.
True. Is that including the little vents?
Vents are extra, obviously. What are the vents even for?
Well, I was going to ask you.
I don't even know.
I was going to ask you.
Is it only for when someone pushes you into one so you don't die?
I knew that people were going to push each other in there.
The foresight. Yes.
It's amazing.
It's really a lot
like your precog kind of thing.
Yes.
Like, you know, I hope it's better. I mean, yours was better than mine.
Were you going around to high schools trying to see if bullies were pushing people into lockers?
No, they need that.
They need that.
No.
Kids need that. Kids need
to be bullied.
No, they don't.
Burnt.
I'm burnt. Why are you calling me Doug?
I was asking Doug if he's a bully.
He's not here anymore.
Oh, no. Doug is.
He can hear you, but he's not in the room.
He can hear you.
Why is he talking?
He went back.
That's the question I have every episode.
Oh, now come on.
I'm kidding. Of course. We're having fun. I'm having fun, too.
Okay, good. So, no, Doug was not a bully. Are you kidding? He was absolutely just the mildest. We knew each other. We dated in high school. I mean, we've been together forever. High school sweethearts. And
you did take 2 years off, though.
Yes,
we took
sophomore and senior. So we were on freshman, off sophomore.
And you did find
on
me
junior
in a locker that one time, and
that was our meet cute.
Oh,
our
wow.
meet cute was he was pounding on the inside, mm-hmm. and I really didn't use my locker in high school. I used my car. I just loved that. You know, you just tossed everything at the car, and that way, like, you could sort of hang out with the girls.
Did you
on
just
break.
Drive your car onto the campus?
No.
Right next to your locker?
No, I just sort of like would run out. It was just, you know, that the old Dig High.
Yeah.
Old Dig High was before the remodel, was just really small, and the parking lot, because I know you didn't go here.
Now it's so big.
It's so huge.
It's huge.
So Too many big. Lockers. Do you have lockers over there? Are you in charge of the lockers at New Dig?
No, unfortunately, that's my competitor. It's such a big high school. I really wanted that contract. But,
okay.
Sure. It's a
so
first,
there is
it's the
someone
first...
else in this town that is your rival.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Pocker.
Pocker?
Pocker?
Pocker.
Pocker's
yeah.
Lockers.
Pocker's Lockers.
Of course, yes. You've seen his side.
Right.
Yes.
And who had a business first, you or Pocker?
Pocker did, obviously.
Pocker did, yes.
And so he set the template.
Sure. For I mean, he was already going by the time he got
That's
here.
That's why I call it Sybil's Bibbles.
It's a real David Goliath situation, man. You were really going up against the locker giant.
Yes.
Absolutely. So that is a great contract because that high school, Old Dig High is now the first high-rise high school in America.
Yeah,
it is. It's true.
38 stories.
The auditorium is on the top, which is such an odd choice.
Most of the population of the town goes to that school.
Yes.
Well, they all had to re-enroll because otherwise their tax dollars would go to waste. Because it's just not that many students.
Yes. You're right, but there's also like 40, there's also like four floors that just belong to Russian oligarchs. They were just rented out. Oh,
yeah,
to
yeah, they bought it. And the Japanese businessmen would buy.
Yeah.
Several condominiums.
There's a capsule hotel on one floor.
And it also the top rotates, which is so interesting.
Which is the auditorium, which is terrible when you're doing a show. Yeah, I don't understand why they don't stop for it.
Yeah, because it's too fast.
It's too fast.
Usually it's you know, maybe you'll make one rotation an hour, but it's going like it's one every minute.
Like you have to really jump to get on that floor or you're dead.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot like going to a carnival ride.
That's why pretty much every year all I can do is carousel.
Like carnival ride. Carousel, it's the only show that makes sense.
It's the only show they do.
Yeah. It's a terrible show.
But they do what, you know, we've talked about before, but they do carousel set in, you know, at a sane asylum, or they do carousel that's all, you know,
carousel but werewolves.
Different carousel but werewolves.
Right. Yeah.
Werewassal.
Werewassal. Yes, exactly.
Werewassal.
Maybe just werewassal. I don't remember.
I thought you were trying to say werewithal.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I was trying to say that. I was trying to remember the name of
aerosol.
Aerosol. Parasol.
Are we just doing words? Back to rhyming.
Are we playing password?
Oh, have you ever thought of passwords for your lockers?
See, that's the future, I think.
Passwords.
Thumbprints.
Oh, yes. Oh, you know what? Because who listening hasn't forgotten their locker combination? My God. And all the spinning back and forth. It used to drive me crazy.
No, I remember mine.
You do? What is it?
Yes, I do. Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Do you currently own a locker? Would you like to?
I do have a locker.
Oh, I think he's pitching you right now. I think.
Would you like 5,000 lockers?
That's more than I need. Thank you. I mean, if I thought of it before the go bags, then yes, I probably would have taken up on some portion of those. But as it stands, no, I do not need 5,000
lockers. Then you don't have to. I'm not saying go lockers.
Yeah, I thought it was like a sports team.
I'm not cheering on lockers necessarily, although I should.
The old Dig mascot. Yeah. Go lockers.
The mascot was lockers because there were so many of them.
And I remember they built a suit. It was like three lockers across.
For the guy who would run out?
Yeah, that
was a very strange costume.
And it was made of heavy aluminum. And I felt bad for that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did have the vents, so that's good.
He had the vents, but it was rusty. It was very rusty because they played a lot of games in the rain. Rusty vents, that'll get you every
rusty bibbles.
It was so embarrassing when his door flapped open.
And he was nude in the middle of that.
And he was nude under there.
But I guess it was hot in there.
Yeah. Because speaking of temperatures, I am a little weirded out by the fact that there are 5,000 lockers in a very cold storage, if you will, place.
Right.
What's everybody using those lockers for? That kind of makes me nervous. Mm. What if someone's because you know what? If I was a criminal and I needed to store, I don't know, like a body part or get rid of one.
Oh, I didn't
I'd
see
put
where
it
you're
in a cold
going
locker.
With this.
Oh
then,
yeah.
Sure,
I said cold case, I didn't mean that the room is actually cold.
I thought it was at the skating rink. Am I wrong?
The roller skating rink? They do keep it a little bit cold. Yes.
I thought it was at the skating rink. You're talking about the roller rink. Okay.
No.
I thought you meant
Pockets
the skating rink as
Pockets
well.
Has the ice skating rink.
Pockets has the ice skating rink.
Pockets Lockets?
Pockets.
Oh, that's the jewelry store.
Yes. That is Wife Owns.
Yes.
They have a kiosk there.
That's right.
They have that contract. Yeah. Yes. But I am working on, to your point, Doug, I am working on
Doug, are you listening?
Some new technology where you don't have to recall your combination. I'm working on eye recognition.
Oh,
where
cool!
You put a retinal scan. You put your eye up to the locker, and it opens up if you're the person. I'm working on that technology
right
now.
That
it is. I don't know how to do it. So
Well, you say you're working on it.
That's the major stumbling block.
Just coming up with the idea is where you've gotten so far.
I'm at that point. Yes.
Okay. That's the work you put in.
Yes. Okay. I want to do this.
You want to do it. Yes. So you're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Have you tried research? It online
on what?
Wait a minute,
on the internet.
Look, I'm a key guy. All right, I'm not an internet guy.
Do you consider yourself more a key guy or a locker guy?
Oh,
that's a good question. Because
which came first?
Mm-hmm. I unfortunately, locker, right? if I'm successful at the retinal scan, I won't be a key guy anymore. Oh. So, and then
You'll
I'll have so many
guy.
Keys to give away, thousands and thousands of keys. So that's the end. I consider myself a key guy. It's interesting that I've gotten more into the lockers.
I see.
Yeah.
Why isn't it Sybil's Kibbles and then parentheses Kibbles means keys?
Kibbles take it off. It's Bibbles.
Well, Bibbles means lockers.
Yes.
Sure, so you think I need to change the word?
You saying to change it to Kibbles?
To mean keys.
Oh, I see. So there's,
but it doesn't need to start with the same letter that the other word starts with, because you see, Bibbles means lockers. So kibble has such a connotation. Oh,
because it already is making you think
it's already
of keys.
A dog
so it
kibble.
Has to be like Pibbles?
Oh, it's well, already no, it's, making you think. That's why.
If you're trying to break the code,
sure.
B is equal to L, so you slide the alphabet over to that.
Oh,
so.
Wow. This is so involved.
So for keys, it would be A-ables.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't work. I don't
think it doesn't work. That's why. That's why.
That's why it's not going to happen. That's why it's not going to happen.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I do want to go back to his upbringing and
oh
and
yes, I, good
well,
call.
Because I mean, we kind of skipped over this fascinating life that you lived.
Your mother had multiple personalities. She was so obsessed with
the
movie
Sybil. Of course, because for you thought that everyone had a mother with many personalities.
Oh,
because
sure.
When we grow up, we just think what we experience is what everyone experiences.
But that's not true.
I would feel sorry for other children who only had one mother. It's a lot like growing up in a divorced family.
Heather had two mommies.
Well.
That's true. That's a good point. Yes. But that's a 45 less than I had. So,
so
very true.
Did you have siblings or was it just, or
no, it was too confusing because my name was Sybil. So she said, I got to give this up. I'm not having any more children. It would just be too confusing.
You wouldn't have like an A-bling. But did you have a father? I hope that's not too brusque a question.
It really, it came out there, but it was my question too.
This is getting into personal territory.
Oh, sorry. We don't mean to. What I always explain is I never mean to put our guests on the spot, but we really do invite people here and we're interested
this, yes.
in people. And right. I always do try to get to the, you know, I'm an empath. I always try to get to the bottom.
Joan is an empath, yes.
Yes.
You're an empath. Oh,
I
really?
Am, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, how am I feeling now?
I think you're feeling.
Oh, you're an empath? Name three emotions. I'm kidding. That's a
happy,
popular,
sad, angry?
Popular meme.
Wow.
Bert doesn't, you know, he doesn't like it when I sort of ask him about how he's feeling. So he has a reaction to that. But I thought you were feeling, thought is you were feeling a little bit on the defensive.
Well, I never knew my father.
Maybe a little bit sad. Oh. You didn't.
No. I have, unfortunately, I have facial recognition issues.
Oh.
So.
You have face blindness?
Face blindness,
oh,
exactly. So
dear.
I never knew my father. There was a man who.
There was a man there.
Who was there every day, who would go to work every morning and come back. But I didn't know who that was.
Like every time you saw him, you were like, okay.
Oh, you're
so
Joan.
Wait, even though it's just a facial recognition thing, you couldn't in any other way sort of intellectually understand he was your father?
Well, I thought I was going to get daredevil senses, where all the rest of my senses, the other four, what are the other four
heightened?
Senses?
You thought Seen you ghost. Would get heightened face touch,
wow.
face smell.
Face smell.
Face
and
hearing.
He did have
face
a
hearing.
Smelly face.
He did.
Yes. He smelled like onions and lemon juice most of the time.
Oh, boy.
Onions and lemon juice.
That's really yes.
Bad
that's
combination.
A
so,
good on Branzino.
Sorry?
It's good on Branzino.
Great on Branzino. Oh. Terrible on faces.
Okay.
But
that should be the slogan for onions and lemon juice.
Sure. I'm trying to get into that as a condiment, by the way.
Really?
Onions and lemon.
Onions and lemon juice just as to honor my
like a real
who I presume
sort of
is my
who may
father.
May
like
not
a,
have been
like a Newman's Own type thing.
Yes, exactly.
But would your mother ever tell you this man is your father?
Oh, all the time, but I just didn't know who he was.
Right, but that would indicate that you again, just because you can't recognize him, you couldn't think, oh, every day, this is the man who is my father. I just don't recognize his face. Mm. Or would it just take over? You would just absolutely think there was a stranger in the room every day.
I would think there was a stranger in the room every. I mean, it was a very disorienting childhood.
That's
to have
terrible.
To have 47 different mothers.
Yes, and then no father.
And then this man in the house all the time that was just constantly walking into the room.
How was their relationship with the two of them?
Well, he with the 48 of them.
Yes, sorry, yeah, the 48 of them.
He loved.
Wait,
one
did
of
he
my
have
mothers.
A relationship with all of them?
Oh yeah, he was cheating on 46 of my mothers at a time.
So two were okay with it.
Two were all right with it, but two were in an open relationship. But.
Oh boy. Boy, that is really yes. complicated.
It was terrible.
Okay, so no siblings. You grew up in Ski Town, and then what made
Skeeton.
You Skeeton, sorry. There's what made you move here? What made you come here?
Well, Dignity Falls is just a wonderful town. No skiing,
well,
unfortunately.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, I'm taking.
I heard there was a water skiing here, but unfortunately, oh, yeah. there are no water in this town, which I think is very ferry.
No, it is. It's just what they hooked up a winch to the big downtown fountain. And so all it is you can get on skis and you just go in a circle just around and
it's
around
like a
roundabout
in a way. Yeah. But you constantly have to yield to the skiers.
Babe, you can explain a winch better.
Ooh.
I'm having trouble explaining it without it just a visual.
Oh, without a visual, because he made you go away.
Maybe you do the visual, I'll describe what you're doing. Okay, he's elongating his hands almost as if he's trying to say stretch. Like, you need to fill time.
Oh, I see.
He's breaking the noodles.
No, but I'll get it.
Now he's pulling a tightrope.
Yeah.
Taut so that the person in the carnival in the circus can. And now he's miming.
So what he's explaining is something that they'll do at water parks a lot. Wakeboard parks, right? Where if you don't have a boat, it's almost like the little turn that's through. It's a privileged thing to have. You know, when you sort of did the little turtle pull or the bunny pull when you were a kid, when you were skiing and skating, you know, that little sort of pulley, you'd hang on to it and it would take the little kids up.
You're asking
up,
me
right?
to co-sign this and I'm just shaking my
head. You don't
remember.
No. Oh, because you're a skier.
You grew up
I thought
skiing.
That you would remember.
But these terms mean nothing to you.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. It was like a pulley that you'd hang on to and it would just slowly take you up the
hill. We were free
hill.
Skiers.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Right. But how did you get up to the top of the hill as kids?
We had to climb.
Right? Okay.
You ran up that hill.
Yeah.
You did.
I don't know what that's referring to.
Well, let me tell
you. Have you seen Stranger Things, by the way?
Yes.
I love
Bert
it.
Bert loves it.
I love it.
I love it, too.
The Demigorgon.
It's the song I'm told that the redheaded girl uses to not die.
That far.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
Redheaded girl.
Oh, no. Are you only on season one?
Minute one of season one. I love it.
You love it, and yet you stopped, right?
I just keep rewatching that.
I'm closing in on the third episode.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's too scary to watch.
You said it wasn't scary.
I've been watching. Well, I was trying to say it wasn't scary for you, but then you remember I called out for fright.
Oh, that's right. From fright.
It is very frightening.
All right. Let's not do old business. So Sybil, how can people get these keys from you?
Oh man, I would prefer that they come to me, but I'm worried that I'm going to have to go to them. And boy, that's a whole thing.
Why? I don't think that it's a problem to sort of leave them outside. Where do you live? Is it because you're
paralyzed? No, I'm paralyzed with crippling social anxiety.
Oh, I see. Well, you're doing very well here.
Yeah, it's so really, really loose.
I cannot tell you.
Guessed that.
It has taken me 2 weeks to get up the courage to walk into this room.
Wow.
Oh my.
Do you like some Neuprin? It'll loosen you right up.
Don't say yes. It's not what you think.
Really?
It is.
That box has newer print.
Right. It's like a Dutch.
Yeah.
The Dutch holding company. So,
is it a paralytic by chance?
It is. He can't move when he takes it.
Oh, well, maybe something for the ride home.
Yes, you don't need that.
Yes.
You're already weighed down by the keys. Is this a situation I wonder?
I was hoping. Yes, I was hoping you would take the keys off of me. Is that possible?
Just the five.
Yeah.
I know that Doug really wants it so he can pretend, so he can admit evidence. Them into evidence. Yes.
Let me ask you this. If we do take the keys.
Yes.
And we just throw them in the trash. Is that a problem?
I wouldn't like that. I need to know they're going to a good home.
You don't want to contribute to the landfill, so you just want these keys to be passed around.
I could throw them into a trash.
I have a theory. What I'm getting from Sybil is, and go with me, Bert, I don't know if this is crazy, but it is almost...
Well, if it's crazy, I'm not going to go with you.
But even just the sound of the jingling, you know, seeing him in this sort of suit of keys, if you will, mm-hmm. it's almost giving me like a Jacob Marley feeling.
He wears the keys that he forged himself.
Is he the Rastafarian?
No, I knew that was, I figured he was going to say
Rastafarian.
A Rastafarian who became so popular?
That is Bob Marley that
Correct.
You're thinking of.
Yes.
Robert?
Also yes. not to be confused with the comedian Bob Marley.
Oh.
Who's that?
Stand-up white man who's a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
And his name happens
Did
to be Bob Marley.
Do people confuse them? I know that was a
I'm
problem.
I'm sure he has jokes about it.
He probably does.
Must be difficult for IMDb to differentiate between the two. I would go onto both of their IMDb pages and be like, anything reggae involved on this person?
Do you know what's, speaking of IMDb.
No, just Netflix specials.
We're getting very close to having more movies about Marilyn Monroe than Marilyn Monroe was ever in.
Isn't that the truth?
We're getting very close.
And musicals. There's already two in the works.
One of them, I assume, is Bombshell.
Correct. And another one is called Who Killed Marilyn Monroe?
Fun.
Yeah. So Jacob Marley, yes. Sybil, was a fictional character in Christmas Carol. You ever heard of Christmas Carol? Classic Christmas story.
I've heard of Carol.
Okay.
The movie about the friends.
It's so odd that he's heard about the Cate Blanchett movie Carol and not a Christmas Carol.
They're best buddies.
A beloved global phenomenon. Yeah, they're best buddies.
Have you seen the film Carol?
I've seen the first minute of it.
Oh, the first minute. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the idea about Jacob Marley was he was a businessman, right? And he only cared about the money. And he was so caught up in his business. And yes, so in death, he was forced to carry the lock boxes and the chains of the... He's getting excited about this.
Oh, I don't like the concept of death.
Well, okay, good.
I was enjoying this story up till then.
It's more like he's haunted by all of this. He's taken on his business, like literally on his person, which is what I see you've done. You've taken your business on your person. You're loaded down by these keys. And they're very heavy. Yes, but I feel keys are symbolic of something else, Bert. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, what are they?
Sybil, tell us.
What are they symbolic of?
What are they symbolic of?
You're really putting them on the spot. I was just saying that...
It is expedient for my business to have them on me at all times. Otherwise, I have to go home.
But you said it paralyzes you. That's not healthy.
The ones on my back are so that if you see me coming, obviously, you're like, oh boy, here's the locker guy. The bibble guy. But if I'm walking away and so many people are like, hey, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. You know, you're going to have to go, but I'd love to watch you leave.
You're hanging out in bars a lot? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you're your social anxiety is not a problem. No,
well, I only go from 1:50 a.m. till 2 a.m.
to closing time?
Yeah, so I don't have to talk to too many people.
Sure, that makes sense.
But it's to advertise my business.
When people are at their worst and their ugliest.
If you have so many lockers that you're renting that you are literally covered in keys, do you still need to advertise?
That is a very good question.
Well, I don't want Parker to get all my business, I don't have any advertising budget. It's just for the keys on my back.
I'm imagining everyone who's rented these lockers, they have their own copies of keys. So these are just your copies in case they lose them?
These are for the top keys to unlock the lockers from, to unmoor them from the walls.
Well, I'm lost.
So these are screwdriver. You could do it with a screwdriver, several people have said. But I prefer the unbreakable.
It's a kind of key.
So... You mean when you rent a locker, you have to...
This is what Johnny Drew Driver has told me several times.
Oh, Johnny Drew Driver. I haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah,
Drew Driver
Screwdriver.
Yeah. Drew Driver Screwdriver.
I think Doug has an old t-shirt.
Oh, you have one of those vintage Drew Drivers?
Yes. It's a vintage Drew Driver. I told him to sell it on eBay because I think it would go for a lot.
Drew Driver Screwdrivers, then parentheses, screwdrivers meet hammers.
Yes.
It was a very confusing business. I told him.
You told him to his face.
I told him to his face.
What did he do?
He punched me in the gut. Houdini style.
Were you ready?
No. He's got those keys. He was covered in keys.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a lot like getting shot, but then a Bible stops the bullet.
It's a Bible in this case.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. That's how I got the idea.
So wait a minute, I
never wanted to get into this business.
Oh, what happened?
What happened?
And then I saw a movie where someone got shot in the chest and a
in
Bible
the first
stopped
minute?
It.
Can I ask, was it the first minute of the movie?
No, of course. It was an exciting opening scene.
Sure.
It was probably Batman. Was it like a Batman?
It was Batman.
Yeah. Yes.
It was the.
I wish there wasn't so much Bible stuff in the Batman movies.
It was the 1966 Adam West Batman. Yeah. He immediately gets shot in the chest. By the Joker.
That's right.
And a Bible stops it.
Luckily, Batman had his Bat Bible.
Bat Bible, yes.
And it was shot. And then
Bat front pocket.
Then he and Robin go to church immediately after that.
Yes.
let's pray.
Yeah.
Give thanks to our Lord, Father God.
Right. And that's where the whole sort of like Holy Bible Batman came.
That's right.
Just
the whole
saying
holy
for everything.
Yeah,
yes,
that's why
yeah,
they
no,
do
that's
it.
That's how it started. Yeah.
So I saw that and I was like, oh man, this gives me a great idea for a business. I'm going to rent out Bibles. And then I work backwards from there. You can see the progression from there.
Of course, of course.
So
you really can connect the dots.
But you had the thought of going to rent out Bibles. You were thinking Bibles.
What?
Where do you set
up? You talking to me?
Yes, I am.
He's looking right at you.
You are Bert, right?
Oh, no. Is he not recognizing your face?
Oh, yeah. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, Bert!
Yes, it's me.
So wonderful to meet you.
So when you thought I'm going to rent out Bibbles, you were originally going to rent out Bibles.
Yes, but I mispronounced it because, you see, I'd only read the word Bible.
Yes, of course.
And so I thought it was pronounced Bibbles.
This is the passive vocabulary.
Exactly.
When people say misled and they don't realize it's pronounced misled.
Right.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
Or segue instead of segue.
That's segue. Right. It should be segue, though. I think it sounds wonderful.
Yes, I know. So many words should be pronounced different ways. Don't you agree?
Give me four
more. like a gaff.
Yeah.
Gaffe.
What about hat?
Hate.
So wait, can I go back to one detail that I still have a question
Certainly.
About? So you said the keys are to unmoor the lockers from yes. like a, yes. like a boat in a slip? I'm confused about what they're
doing. Why would a boat be wearing a slip?
Oh, although, sorry. A slip means...
I think I'm figuring out a new kink that I have.
Oh, that you have.
A hey. Boat in a slip.
Those ideas.
Getting my juices going.
Those ideas really got you.
A sexy nightie.
Oh, wow. That's... I mean, hey, whatever,
and
whatever.
Like a long Ebenezer whatever, Scrooge hat.
Whatever. See, now a how sexy do you know 90. Ebenezer Scrooge? You didn't know Christmas Carol.
I know.
How do you know that?
I know him as a reference, of course.
You have no idea who Jacob Marley is. Jacob but you know what Scrooge wears to bed.
Now that I call... I'm calling his bluff. So I don't mean to.
Oh, yeah, no. That's
blue fade.
I thought this would happen.
Anyways, yes, a boat in a slip is turning you out. That's great. Whatever floats your boat in a slip, I guess.
Literally,
but
yes.
A slip is just a place where you dock a boat, is all I meant. And
Living in Dignity Falls, I, of so course, dock. Don't know what this is because there's no water.
We used to have, well, you know, we used to have a big, big lake.
Right.
It was one of the Great Lakes.
Yes.
And then.
Just last year.
They rezoned.
That's right. They rezoned
the
and then,
limits,
they, then they drained it.
Yeah.
And they auctioned off pails of the water.
Yeah. And now it's a skateboard ramp.
It is.
Yes.
It
it's
is
the
a
biggest one in, yep. in America.
Fantastic
it was Lake Superior,
park.
Wasn't it?
Well, it was now Lake Superior. Then now Lake Superior is Lake Superior.
Right.
Oh, right.
Now it's Skate
and
Superior.
And now it's Skate Superior.
But Lake Superior, the Great Lake now, used to be called Lake Joe.
Right, yes.
And then they got Superior after it was no longer.
And everyone's showing up to Skate Superior with their ice skates. They don't know exactly what type of skating thing
yes.
it is. Which, yes.
It's because we have all kinds of skating in Dignity Falls.
That's
We've got
right.
the roller yeah. rink and the ice rink yes. and mm-hmm. the skateboard
Superior.
Rink
skateboard
and
rink.
Skate Superior.
I'm hoping to get that contract. Oh, that would be so wonderful.
Oh, they have a lot of lockers at Skate Superior?
So many lockers.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that skaters really needed. I thought you just showed up with your skateboard. And why would you need to put your skateboard in a locker?
For your snacks.
Textbooks. How to skate.
How to skate. Skating for Dummies.
Yes, exactly.
I think a lot
those
of
those are so insulting. Though, that
they
that
really
book series.
Are. They well, really are.
You're tacitly agreeing with their premise that you are
dumb. A dummy.
Sell me a book skating for smart people.
Exactly.
I'll be interested.
Yeah, it's skating for cool people who
there
can't be bothered.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm just not going to get my answer on this on this unmooring of the lockers, and that's okay. That's okay.
There's some place in the wall where you can stick a key, and it'll make the locker come off the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there's a secret door, and then they move forward like a panel, or the locker's just
like
already
an army that is moving forward to try to overtake a castle.
Oh,
that's
okay.
With vivid
imagery. With a battering ram.
That's
yes.
So they'll move
a phalanx of
forward.
Lockers.
Yes, a phalanx.
Like a Spartan.
a phalanx.
Right.
That's how you'd
that's
like
another
it
tricky
yes.
one to
phalanx.
Say. Uh-huh, phalanx.
You sort of had a little British accent there.
Oh, you did. Oh,
like
is that?
Like a phalanx.
Whoa,
did
but
you?
This is
you don't. It's almost like you have a not.
Like
you don't
a Tiny
have other
Tim
personalities.
Kind of thing?
No, wait a minute.
Okay, now,
how do you know Tiny Tim? I mean,
no,
I understand
please.
He was also. Do you mean?
The singer.
Do you mean the singer? Or
the singer,
do,
oh,
okay,
yes.
all right.
Yes.
I guess he did kind of sound like Tiny Tim.
Was he British or was he American, Tiny Tim?
It's hard to tell. He was just high voiced.
Step through the toilet.
Oh, right now, that one doesn't work. I don't know. I guess I feel like we should take the keys, but I think Doug would like to use them.
Yes, Doug would like to use them.
And I have no problem with that.
Thank you so much. For evidence, I'll scan it for fingerprints. I imagine.
He'll scan it.
What scanner do you have, Doug?
I put them through the newest HP scanner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you literally just...
just takes yeah. a...
You're going to find a lot of my fingerprints on these. They're unfortunately very greasy.
Are you going to commit a crime?
Chicken all day. Am I going to commit a crime?
That will help me in my...
I believe I may at some point.
Okay.
Wow. This is my chance. Hey!
You yes? did it.
Don't do that.
He's stopping you.
Okay, I won't.
Problem solved.
Oh, I feel good.
Is that what you should?
I got to do one.
Full circle.
See, you make a good team.
Okay.
All right, Doug, I'll let you have these keys. As long as you promise that you're not going to put them in the trash. Or an ash can or a waste paper bucket.
Waste paper bucket. Now he's a Southern lawyer.
Absolutely.
Banning myself with
promise I'll keep these keys forever.
Forever?
Forever.
Forever ever?
Forever ever?
I actually believe him. He's gonna have a great time labeling
them. We can have a locker room.
Oh,
doodah,
boy.
Doodah.
Well,
I would love to rent you some.
Rent 5,000 lockers.
What? No, what? Babe, we don't.
And I will rent 5,000.
I have a verbal contract.
And I will rent 5,000.
You all heard it.
Just to be the man who rents 5,000 lockers. Dalangda.
Balangda?
No, Dalangda.
Oh, thank
yes. you. Oh, okay. Balangda, of course, something else.
That was one of my mothers.
Oh, Balangda, her name was.
Well, I mean, thank you for coming and sharing your story with us.
I mean, you're an interesting person, Sybil, and you know, that's what we like to talk to, is interesting citizens of Dignity Falls.
Yes, thank and I think you so are by far one of the most interesting ones we have met, truly.
That's such a nice thing to hear.
I think you need to hear nice things, because I do feel like
so
there's
really
maybe some loneliness.
You just think I need
No, you are.
It's both.
It's both. You are interesting, and you do need to hear it.
Yes.
And you're weird. And
you need to hear that.
Oh dear. I didn't think I was weird.
No, I mean, we've never said this to a guest before, but you're weird, and the way you're living your life should be different.
Wait, Bert, I don't know if we want to send him out with that.
Ouch.
With that.
Well, I don't know, Joe. I just feel like
I'm gonna go kill myself.
No.
All right,
Bert, don't do that. Honestly, don't do that. Listen, Bert lives with a ventriloquist dummy named Connie. I mean, and sometimes I think that's weird. So we all have things.
I guess.
All the time.
You always seem to think.
You just sometimes say it?
What?
No, she brings it up quite a lot.
Okay.
I'm just trying to show that we all have our little things, you know? We all have our little things.
It's true.
This man just said some serious stuff. I need to get him okay. I need him in a good place
to go
out the door.
I'm spiraling.
Oh, gosh.
Sybil, please come back to us. I apologize. I was, I don't know what, maybe it's low.
You know how hard this was for me, whoever you are.
It took him 2 weeks. He stood outside my door for 2 weeks.
I know.
He got here early.
The courage to knock on the door.
He got here early.
I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I'm deeply sorry. And I hope you can, what's that?
Father?
No.
No, oh, wait. Oh, dear.
I mean, I don't think so.
Okay.
That would be a twist.
I do apologize, Sybil. I apologize.
I accept your apology.
Thank you.
But I don't forget.
Oh. He forgets a face, but not a slight.
Fair enough.
I don't have apology blindness.
Well, best of luck to you.
Yes.
I think I'm going to say.
Why are you saying that with a question mark at the end? Like it's not going to happen.
I mean, it's working out. The keys are being taken care of.
Yes. My life's wonderful now.
Okay, great. Good. That's all you needed. That was
the one thing you wanted
to have a perfect life. Well, then great. I'm so glad we could help you.
Yes.
And if we do ever need a locker, we'll let you know.
Not just one.
It's
thousands.
Bulk. Yeah.
It starts.
Minimum's 5,000.
Minimum is 5,000.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we won't be seeing you again. But thank you for being here, Sybil. And we'll be right back with more of The Neighborhood Listen.
Hey, everybody. It's Robin. I got 4 feet flashlights. It's hard to say. 4 feet flashlights. 4 feet flashlights. 4 feet, son of a. I got 4 free flashlights. Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts, kids groups, parties need flashlights. These are available. You need to supply the batteries. What do I look like, a goddamn Radio Shack?
Should I start?
Oh, he's no, Doug, don't. He's.
Looking for,
I've been
I'm
waiting
looking for
5 minutes. Okay.
It hasn't been that. Well, maybe somebody, I didn't realize, I was looking for a post and I didn't realize that we had been rolling and no one said anything.
I didn't really know either. Last time, really sorry.
Thank you, Joan.
I'm sorry.
When we talked about my signals and gestures last time, yes. I felt humiliated.
Oh.
So now I've just stayed silent.
Babe, I've never heard you really kind of stand up for yourself like this. Yeah, also, I don't care in the podcast, it. It's a little awkward.
But I didn't like it either.
Oh, I get. We all agreed that we did not like it. Yeah, please don't do that again. I think we've seen that it's what not to do. So, Bert, I almost called you babe. Isn't that funny?
I suppose.
Hey. Are you upset about me bringing up the Connie thing to try to make feel better?
I think I was a little self-conscious in the moment, and then
okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay because you're absolutely correct that we all have our weirdnesses and right. And you know Connie, I guess because I repaired his jaw, I think it's not as weird as it was. And I've taken him out of the window. He's not in the window anymore.
Yes, yes.
You know, that I eventually, you know, I had to acknowledge that the several people in the building wrote letters, you know, to appeal to me to take him out of the window.
Yeah.
And so I have. I don't know what they care. It's not like we own our apartments.
I know.
You know, what do you care?
Okay.
Does Connie enjoy Stranger Things with you?
Now, Doug, I'm in a specific position right now because I don't know. Are you implying that I think Connie is alive, or are you saying that you think Connie is alive?
I think it's the latter. Oh, here we go back to this word again. I used it last time.
The word alive?
No, latter. Oh. I think it's the second one that you mentioned.
Right. So, Doug, you, Connie is not sentient. He is just he's made out of plastic and rubber.
Oh, no wood in there?
No, he's a more modern doll.
Oh, I always pictured a very howdy doody old wooden.
Right. This is like a Sears catalog sort of wish list. You know, a replica of the Charlie McCarthy, the famous Charlie McCarthy doll.
Oh, right. Okay, got it. Uh huh.
I think a wood one probably would cost a pretty penny.
Oh, I guess so.
If they're still making them.
Pretty pennies.
Hey, you know what? If we're going to get rid of the penny, let's keep the pretty ones.
Can we? Don't you love getting a nice shiny penny?
I think they should get rid of the dirtiest pennies.
Oh, they're just ugh.
Then we can just pass around the nice ones till they become dirty, and then we get rid of all the pennies.
Yeah, just all together.
I'm still looking for a post. No.
Oh, okay.
I got caught up in a conversation.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Sweet. Bert, who are you talking to?
I was talking to you two. I didn't realize we were going to jump right in there. And
we'll just skip this part. And we'll
we don't have to. Here, I think I have one.
Okay.
It's another ad, unfortunately, but I think it's interesting.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll see what you think.
Okay.
This is posted by Barbara. And Barbara, her post, the headline is, I need free, all caps, rabbit cage.
Oh.
This is in the free section, by the way. Uh-huh. Free.
So where usually you're giving things away for free. This person wants something for free.
Yes, she's demanding
that's
it.
That's not exactly how it's supposed to be used, but okay. Mm-hmm.
She is, and she says, please call. She lists her number. Uh-huh. Barbara, thank you. Oh. Now, what's very interesting, apart from the fact that she's just demanding a free rabbit cage from people, and the all caps makes me think she will not accept anything less.
No.
This is the picture that accompanies the free rabbit cage request. It's just an orange cat.
It's a picture of a cat.
Picture of an orange cat on a blanket.
And with no reference to the cat, no explanation.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. One person's interested, though.
In the cat.
They may be interested in why that picture, but of course it doesn't tell you that.
What does it say? A person just interested? Someone
it says
just
one interested. Yes.
Oh, one interested.
Yes.
See, I've never even paid attention to the interest button. There's an interest button, like a like button.
There's an, I guess so.
Oh,
I guess so.
Didn't know
I've
that.
Never used it myself, but I guess you can just click and say, I'm interested.
I'm interested. okay. So then are we to assume that she's going to put this cat in a rabbit cage? Then if so, why would she not request a cat carrier.
Exactly. And this is the, maybe the rabbit, she couldn't get a picture of the rabbit because she doesn't have the rabbit cage and who knows where he is. So she's saying, look, I need one of these. I'm supposed to put a picture here, I guess.
This is what I got.
Yeah. But maybe she thought, I can't download a picture from the internet of a rabbit cage. I don't have the rights to that photograph. I don't need these people coming after me.
I don't know if Barbara's, perhaps that's how she's thinking. But what about if she wants to get a rabbit and doesn't want to not have the cage before she gets the rabbit?
Mm.
And this is the picture of the cat who, it feels like the cat uploaded the picture. Like a cry for help.
Well, put me in. Yeah, put me in there.
That's right.
Don't forget about me.
That is a bizarre, I hate it when there's pictures that don't have any explanation, no context. And you know, maybe she just doesn't know, like you thought, maybe she just thinks she has to put up a picture for like the algorithm or whatever. So
maybe she thinks that cat is a rabbit.
Oh dear. That would be sad.
That would be sad to go that long in life. I don't know how old Barbara is. Maybe she's 4.
But she found it. But it could be a little girl who found a cat and was like, bunny. Sometimes that happens, you know.
I feel like though that's a bunny. You learn so fast what a bunny is.
Also,
it's in all the books.
If you go to pick up a cat versus a bunny, different reaction.
Absolutely.
Very different reaction.
Absolutely.
I'd have never understood bunnies as a pet, if I can just say that.
Well, I get that they're cute and they seem to be relatively low maintenance.
Yeah.
You know?
But they just don't. I mean, do you hold them?
Joan, I will remind you that you were trying to sell me on a hamster.
Because they're more fun. They actually do stuff. The way they move around, the wheel is the ball.
All those cowlicks.
Sorry, babe.
All those cowlicks.
All over them.
What?
I think it's hilarious. The hamsters have cowlicks all over their fur. I'm sorry. Is this a new... what I'm saying false? Am I thinking of a different animal?
I don't know. You might be. mean their fur is just sticking up everywhere?
Yeah, you've seen those hamsters with cowlicks.
Porcupines?
I mean...
I will send you a picture.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not standing up for myself, but I will send
you a picture. What if this is the only hamster Doug has ever seen? And it happened.
And it just had a ton of cowlicks. We were talking about it before, a teddy bear hamster, which is a little bit furrier and bigger and maybe had cowlicks.
Maybe.
Maybe he saw our hamster once after we gave it a bath and it was just.
What was that hamster's name again?
Oh, Misty.
That's a beautiful name.
Beautiful name. It's a
beautiful name. You know, when I was a kid, we had neighbors and they had a whole bunch of pets. They had cats, they had dogs, and they would call for this one cat. They had a black cat named Misty.
Oh.
And I remember Lori was her name, the eldest daughter.
Oh.
And she would stand on the porch calling, Misty.
Oh, no, that's creepy.
Misty.
What? Why would she call it that way?
I guess it worked.
Oh, it came? The cat always came?
Well, eventually she stopped calling. I assumed that was the end.
I
didn't watch from the window. I didn't want to be creepy. They also had a dog named Butterscotch.
Oh, that's cute.
And they would call Butterscotch as well.
That's cute. I think Doug is still... Oh, he has it now.
Oh.
That's a guinea pig?
Yeah, that's a guinea pig, Doug. Okay, well, if you would like to send us a post from the neighbor app, take a screenshot and send it to us. You can send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com and we will credit you on the air. And we appreciate all the submissions that people have sent. Thank you so much. Well, I think that does it for this episode of The Neighborhood Listen. We'll be back next week with another look into the town of Dignity Falls. And until then, goodbye.
And goodbye. All of the posts used in this episode are real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is executive produced and hosted by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
Our producers are Brett Morris and Judith Cargbo.
The show is engineered by Brett Morris, who also plays Doug.
Sybil was played by Scott Ackerman. The Neighborhood Listen is an Earwolf production.